Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
I am Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And we make up Anime Casuals. Welcome back to the casual discussion, excuse me. Couldn't get that word out for some reason, even though that's the name of most of our projects. Anyway, today's casual discussion is going to be all about anime that we would show our parents. Like, you know, if we had to try and get them to watch anime, we'd probably show them these ones. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. I don't know who would do it, but you know what? Just in case. It's always good to... Yeah, right? Exactly. So, in this one, I guess I'll go ahead and start this out with one that I think my mom would like yet hate. This one is a very interesting one called Life Lessons with Uramichi Oni-san. So this is all about, I think, Mr. Rogers, like any of those Blue's Clues, any of those like younger kid talk show things. And one of the, you know, it basically shows that, but like with all the behind the scenes stuff, like the guy is like a habitual smoker. The girl on one of the other sets is always trying to get her boyfriend to marry her. Just all that good stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But you know, while they're playing these characters that are always dealing with little kids, but every now and then Uramichi Oni-san will just accidentally say like I got too hungover last night, like, or you know, kids, you know, what is life really worth, you know? And then it'll just start going into like a depressive funk, and then they have to like hit cut and stuff. So I feel like since my mom didn't grow up with, but you know, watched Mr. Rogers, she loves Mr. Rogers, I feel like that would be like a good stepping in point for her. But yeah, that would be my first one. By the way, I think you're muted.
Hey, so I'm unmuted now.
Don't even say yours. That was horrible.
Yeah. Did you not hear it? Did you not hear it? Did you not read my lips? Come on. Come on, guys.
I was shocked, even though I knew.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, Made in the Abyss. Now, so my real first one is probably going to be something really simple to try to, like, initially get my parents into watching anime, which would be Studio Ghibli, any of their movies. I think they're like relatively close to the feeling of a Disney movie, like very family friendly, like depending on what you're watching, like anywhere from Summer Wars, The Spirited Way, you know, is somewhere like really family friendly with Totoro. And then maybe a little bit later, like, go, hey, if you like that, let's watch Nazca Valley of the Wind, and then like really gauge how interested they are, and they start falling asleep, then I'll be like, okay, now I know which anime to watch. But yeah, to keep it easy, I would first start with any of those movies.
Well, that's smart. I didn't even think about that. I mean, I'm kind of ashamed about it. My first choice, first off, when I first tried to think of this, I thought, there's nothing. There's nothing I would show my mother. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing in the world. But I actually did think of a couple. I thought I'd do my mother the favor of, I would show her Pokemon so she can finally know what the hell everyone was talking about at that time. Mm-hmm. And still are, you know, with these, you know, grown adults walking around on their phones doing Pokemon Go. I mean, it's still alive somehow. I don't know how, but I mean, it's crazy. Every now and then I'll see them, they'll just be like, they stop at the middle of something. Yeah, and then they keep going. But I think Pokemon would be a good one, just because I mean, it's pretty simple for that matter. I mean, there's not like too much of a out there premise to it. You know, just there's animals and they don't look like normal animals, I guess. The hardest thing would probably be explaining the Pokeball. But I don't know. I won't worry about that. So yeah, Pokemon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my that's a good one. Yeah, I feel like we were all talking about that back in the day. My next one here is going to right. My next one here is going to be.
I was going to say watching Pokemon. Like that's the first thing you're like. Hey, I'm going to go watch Pokemon with my mom. Hold on, I'll be back.
Well, I didn't say finish it. I mean, just like watch two episodes. You're good. We don't have to see any more. You get the gist.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yeah, there's it gets to the point where it's like, it seems like there's thousands of Pokemon and they just keep on coming out with those damn games. It's like, oh, those kids. Anyway, those kids and their Pokemon. I remember nobody knew how to say it back in the 90s. Pokemon. Exactly. So my next one, my mom actually used to play volleyball back in, high school, so I was like, oh, why don't we show her a Haikyuu, you know what I mean? Like it's gotta happen at some point. So yeah, I mean, granted she did get an injury that's still with her now, but she did really enjoy it, so I feel like she would see things and be like, oh my gosh, I did that, and I call her out on her bullshit, like, no you didn't, stop lying, you did not do Rolling Thunder, I know you didn't do that, come on. yeah, I feel like she'd dig Haikyuu. Also, Haikyuu doesn't get into a lot of the tropes that maybe newer anime viewers wouldn't like, mainly brothers and sisters having sex. Like, I just don't think she'd be into that. So, I get crazy, right?
Handshakers?
Nah, man. Maybe Yosuke no Sora, maybe. I don't know. yeah. At least for me, Haikyuu, I just think is right down there. It just gets right down to the sport. Shows a lot of like life lessons and stuff that she's already probably learned, and I feel like she'd have a lot of fun with it. So yeah, Haikyuu definitely up there.
I like that, and for almost a very similar reason. Not that my mom probably be in IQ too, because she did volleyball as well while she was in college. So I was like, that seems like a good one. But I think my mom used to watch a lot of animated X-Men. And I think that would lead very well into showing off Boku no Academia. And I think they would, like, they also try to keep up with, like, the Star Wars series and then some of the superhero series on Disney Plus. So, like, they'll consistently be a little, like, get a little into that nerdy stuff because, I mean, that's what we grew up on. So I think they maybe, like, jump off from, everybody having superpowers into a superpower anime. I think they would actually really enjoy that. And like other things, Johnny actually mentioned Pokemon, and I was like, well, my mom also used to watch a lot of the cartoons and anime I watched when I was a kid. So I feel like My Hero Academia is like right up the alley of like, what was my child watching on Saturday mornings? And oh, this is what WB Kids is. Okay, I get it. This is just a little more adult.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I tried to think of something that not so much that I just think she could enjoy a little bit, and I thought maybe Cells at Work. And there's nothing really crazy about it as far as, you know, fan service or anything about that, but unless she watches the other one, but I don't think she will. I don't know, Cells at Work is just a fun, just educational anime, I guess, and you know, it's just fun to see it and kind of picture it in that way, and I think she might dig that whole, like, oh, I get it. Skin. But I don't know. It's not a good imitation of her. I'll admit. It's not great. I'm working on it. But, you know. So, yeah. Sells at work.
Yeah, you'll have it ready by the next casual discussion, hopefully.
My Mother's Day. No.
By next Mother's Day. The next one I would choose, and I was, you know, I have to throw this out there because I couldn't really think of anything. But my mom was super into, she was more into this series than I was, which is surprising. Gargoyles. Do you guys remember that show? She was super into that. She rewatched that like 5 or 6 years ago, when we first got Disney Plus, she just rewatched it and like, she really liked it. And so I couldn't figure out anything that would be like similar to that. I'm sure there are a lot of other things but I just couldn't think of. But I thought something that would mix a couple of those worlds together would be Tiger and Bunny, just in the sense that she really likes superheroes, and Tiger and Bunny shows a lot of that that superhero Metropolis idea with a hint of reality TV. But it just shows a lot of what you know, these people are doing behind the scenes, which I think Gargoyles did a lot of, right? These Gargoyles are like, they're going out saving the day, and then they got to hide away from people and you know, do it kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to a certain degree, like go back into the sewer, come back up, yeah, save people, and that's kind of straight up. Yeah, exactly, right? With Tiger and Bunny, there's a little bit more of the corporate aspect of it. And all that kind of stuff. So I feel like she'd really get into that. Also, the English dub is fantastic. I feel like for a lot of what we're going to show our parents, we're going to have to find a good English dub. And Tiger mm-hmm. and Bunny just is right up there with some of the better English dubs out there. Tiger and Bunny, man. I would hope that she liked it. Actually, I think if she didn't like that one, I don't think I'd be able to show her any other ones at that point.
You gotta stop. You gotta learn what to stop with. And speaking of stopping, I would probably have to highly edit this anime because I'd be really interested. Like, my dad's really into cooking, and there's not too many like cooking anime that are like AAA class, like really good. So I would probably go through Food Wars and then like extremely edit it down, but then just show my dad like most of the Shokugekis. And be like, what do you feel about that? Isn't that cool? And like, talk to him about the like food combinations, and if he would try any of that, I feel like that'd be a lot of fun discussion.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was gonna say, but cut it. You gotta cut it.
Yeah, edited some. See, that's why I was always gonna say a restaurant from another world. I feel like he'd enjoy that new dish every time. See mm-hmm. some rando walking in, but
now you know. Johnny, that's also a really good one if there wasn't a naked dragon within the first 5 minutes of that anime.
Yeah, but that's like only the first 5 minutes.
That's true. That's
maybe
true.
The last 5 minutes, but I don't... I just showed the good stuff. My next one that I actually would more be actively trying to get my mom to watch, because she likes drama. She watched a lot of the Chicago... PD, medical, whatever, all those Chicago mm-hmm. series, and weirdly, I think she could enjoy Ranking of Kings for that reason. I didn't even finish it. I've been thinking about that so hard recently, but I was like, she could enjoy those weird, like, twists at the end that make you go, oh, no! So, I don't know. I think that would be entertaining to watch. So, I don't know. That one. Yeah, Ranking of Kings, I think would be fun.
Nice, dude. Yeah, it's hard because, you know, we're thinking about this. Obviously, I mean, I remember I did do a casual discussion where I was like, anime for like newcomers and stuff, but that was just like for people who you knew, like who wanted to get into anime but didn't know where to start, right? Mm-hmm. With this, it's like, oh, we have to figure out like what our parents would like, but also like, you know, who knows if they're gonna go on with it or after that, right? This next one I just think would be a good it'd be like a shot of adrenaline, you know, like when Uma Thurman comes back up from the Pulp Fiction and everything. Mm-hmm. Like if she doesn't like Tiger and Bunny, it's like, all right, here's some freaking adrenaline. Let's get you in there. Because this would be like, also I want to rewatch this. So I'm like, here we go. Your Name. I feel like she, you know, this is like, you know how, my mom loves to watch Hallmark movies, and I'm like, oh, this is like a Hallmark movie, but it's actually good. You know, it's actually got like a good romance. It's actually got like a compelling story. It's not predictable, like most Hallmark movies are. Maybe it's not like a Hallmark movie at all. So it's just such a good, romance in general, but has this really cool idea to it. That kind of reminds me, actually, we really enjoyed like 50 First Dates, and it kind of has that feel to it in some ways where it's love, but at a price, you know what I mean? So I thought she would, you know, get into that. But yeah, also, I mean, just how much she loves these romances where like the couples can't be like, dude, I'll hear my mom just like screaming at the TV, like, no, you know, in the middle of a romance, like, you know what I mean? So I think that's where I get most of my boisterous, like, stuff from whenever I start like screaming at the anime and stuff. And so now I'm trying to cut that back a little bit, but yeah, hopefully she would like Your Name.
Okay. We're now starting to get to like half pitches for me. Like that'd be like, they may like this. And I was
Attack on Titan, just throwing it out there.
Interspecies reviewers.
Okay. See, that's why share with dad.
So mine is going to be Great Pretenders. My parents watch a lot of, it's not Virginia Woolf, but it's like a lot of like the older lawyer shows. They also watch, I think they'd be getting into stuff that they used to watch. So they're doing their childhood like TV show run, which was a lot of like older mystery shows that are also about like some of the emergency services people. Other shows they used to watch that have nothing to do with this pick, but I think that they also really like that old-fashioned heist and kind of like original music, and I think Great Pretenders kind of goes really well with kind of like being a classic anime, but I can't say 100% that they would like it.
That'd be fun. See, that's fun because that feels like it's a thinker, but it's not really much of a thinker. It's just a fun anime.
Yeah.
So I can see that. My next one, to think of my own movie, I figured A Silent Voice was something that could, most people can kind of, enjoy and watch. I mean, I don't know if you really call it an underdog story, because it's not really, I don't know who necessarily would be the underdog there, but I don't know, it just felt right in some regard, so it's probably wrong.
It's all bullying.
The bully's the underdog. We gotta root for him, and they rehabilitate them. No. It's just a fun movie, in that it's deep, and it's got a lot of just hard moments in there, and I think that, you know, I don't know if you could say everybody gets bullied at one point, but I mean, most everybody can kind of feel sympathy for someone. I mean, my mom's always looking at the news, and I tell her, don't do that, and, you know, that she gets sad. So, that's that. So, Silent Voice, that could work.
Oh man, she gets sad if she doesn't watch the news. She gets sad if she does watch the news. So yeah, there you go.
It's a sad world.
It is a sad world.
Yeah.
So I don't have too much. So I figure I got like two more rounds of me. So I don't know if you guys want to just do a lightning round.
We can do one more round. We can do that.
Okay. All right. Then I'll just combine both of these into what my last round here. Okay, so how about that, man? Oh man, fusion, ha. Huh? First one is the Saint's magic power is omnipotent. I figure this could be an isekai that she would actually watch, since it's not just about like an overpowered person a person going to another world getting overpowered. She is OP, but more in healing ways. So she has to. So she's still dependent on other people, and they're really dependent on her for healing. Also, there's a really cool like old timey feel to it, in the sense that like you know they're knights and all that kind of stuff. And my mom has always liked. She liked that one. What was it? Heath Ledger, like A Knight's Tale. I think is what it was called. She's always like those types of things. But yeah, I think she would like kind of dig that one. Also, I mean, it's not too much like ecchi stuff in that. So, pretty much keeps everything like a $150, bro. Whatever the hell that means nowadays. Next up, I got, Skip Beat. This is just all about a girl trying to get revenge, at a guy who screwed her over while she was like trying to take care of him while he became like a big famous idol. And she decides to become a big famous idol to spite him. And I figure since my mom's into like that feminist bullshit, she'd be like super into like, you know, a girl trying to kill a guy, with her fame. So I was like, why don't I show her this one? Also, I mean, to be fair, the main girl of Skip Beat is freaking awesome. You start rooting for her right away, but then afterwards you're like, wow, she actually did the work and did this stuff. The only problem is it ends on like a huge like cliffhanger, and I don't know when it's gonna. This is back from like early 2000s, so I'm like, when is this gonna come out? So then we could both be like reading the manga afterwards. That could lead into another medium. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But either way, those two are my last ones.
Okay, so we're gonna use the last two to like target both of my parents separately. We're going to start with my dad, and I would probably immediately recommend him Dr. Stone. He actually did a lot of science back in college, and then went into working with computers. And so I think you'd really appreciate the science that goes behind Dr. Stone. The story itself, I don't know. I think that's just a fun watch to add in. But I think more anytime real science come up, that would kind of like trigger that little logical part of his brain. And then for the same reason, I would probably recommend Assassination Classroom to my mom, even though she's not really into like bloody at all shows. Like she probably wouldn't watch Game of Thrones, or at least not the more intense sections of it. But I think beyond that, I think for her going into Assassination Classroom would be interesting for the teaching aspect, because it really is an entire anime about the art of teaching somebody something, because by the end of the whole show, like the kids are actually intelligent and smart and educated by the end. And I would love to have a in-depth conversation with her about that, and about like how, if she thought that that was an effective way to go about teaching kids, is being like, kill me.
Also, we should probably point out that your mom was a teacher, right?
Yes, she was. Yeah. Ooh.
A murder teacher? No.
You don't know. She was one of 100 in the world. The murder teachers.
He's a loose kid. Real easy. Anyway. So I, you know, funny enough, I actually would have thought I did think Dr. Stone for one of your parents. I would have said you thought a Sentence of a Bookworm too.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that could just be one they put on the background, like, oh, they're making books.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Go back to like a crossword or something. I don't know what to do.
Next time I talk to them, they're literally making their own books.
Yeah, we watched that and said, that seems easy. My next one, I actually don't have a name for, because this is kind of like an on-the-spot one. It would be some kind of hilarious, like, coming-of-age comedy with like with girls, because there's a couple of them out there that are just ridiculous and hilarious, and I would just like to watch one of them and just see if she just cracks up randomly at some point. I just want to see if it happens, but I don't know. That's why my last one, it's like a half pitch, as Michael said earlier. So yeah, there you go.
Maybe a little granny throw to your mom. You're like, do you like this? And she's like,
I've rolled it to her. If she wants to get it, she'll get it. I don't know.
Easily on the ground.
Oh man, talk about soft pitch, man. Also, just a little fun one out there. Asobi Asobase. I just thought it was, like when you said coming of age story, I was like, this is just one of the stupidest coming of age stories I've ever seen, and just how ridiculous it is. And just to see my mom's face when the outro comes on, it's heavy metal and just people going ah, and just all the imagery would be fucking fantastic. So. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to let us know what your parents would even, I mean, like I said, this is a little difficult because obviously we have to think through our parents' point of view, and even if we know them very well, it doesn't always mean that anime is going to bend to their will, so to speak. So let us know if you guys thought of any cool stuff that you guys or cool anime that your parents would watch, or maybe you think that anybody else's parents would watch. Anyway, guys, remember you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box down below. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it
casual.